Begin the current daf Masechet Rosh Hashanah, daf Yud Gimel. We begin on the bottom line of daf Yud Beis and Mabeis, where the Gemara continues the discussion of the previous daf. And that is, the Gemara had quoted that there were different times that consider something to be completed to know which year it was grown in, to know what the chiv of the year of Maaser it is. And that is, as we explained, that the cutoff, the Rosh Hashanah for the halachos of Maaser, is the first of Tishrei. But the question is, which year was it considered grown in to say that if it was before Rosh Hashanah or after Rosh Hashanah, what year Maaser was going to be? As we explained that Elon is after Chanata, we said Yerok is after Likita. So the biblical Maaser, which is Dagon, Tirish, VeYitzer, which is grain, wine, and oil, on that we quoted, that's when it grows a third. Whichever year it grows a third of its maturation, that's the year that's considered that it grew in, and that's the year that its halachas will be on, if it's the Shemitah year or what year Maaser is going to be. And then the Gemara asked, what's the source for that? So the Gemara, Rav Asi had said, based on the Pasuk in Devarim, that said, Miketsha B'Shanim, after 7 years, during the Shemitah year, on the Yom Tov Sukkot, then they would have Hakel, they would have all those halachas that the Pasuk talks about. Now the question is, if we're talking about Sukkot, after the 7 years, meaning that's after Shemitah, because Shemitah ends on Rosh Hashanah, on Tishrei, the 15 days later on Sukkot is in the 8th year. Why is that called Shnasa Shemitah? So Rav Asi says, often there you see that even though you're already in the 8th year, you could consider things that were gathered in at that time, that they are considered Shemitah year. How so? Because although it's completed in the 8th year, since it grew a third of it, in the 7th year, it's considered as if it's from Shnasa Shemitah produce, even though we're on Sukkot time. That was Rav Asi's limud, how we know the source that if it grows a third in that year, that's the year that it's considered grown and that's halacha is going to have. Hence, it will have the Shemitah year, even though it's completed in the 8th year. Now, that was where our Gemara begins, that Amli Rezeira Rav Asi. So Rav Zeira asked to Rav Asi, and we continue on top of the Gimel and Aleph, but the Dimel Ayil Klal, how do you know that's the interpretation of the Pasuk to define that even though we're in the 8th year, but since it grew a third in the 7th, that's why it's going to have the halachas of the Shemitah year. Maybe we're talking about that actually these produce didn't even start growing or maturing at all in the 7th year. Yet, V'kam Rachman, still the Torah tells you, Tishamet V'tezel Ad Chagas Sukkos, that the halachas of Shemitah continue going until Chagas Sukkos from Harisha and Getzira. Maybe the reason why it's calling the 8th year, which is Sukkos already, not because it's continuation of the 7th year, which began the maturation, that you already had a third of it, and that's why, even though it's completed in the 8th year, it's going to be considered the 7th year produce. Maybe it's not true. Maybe that's not the source. Now, so why is it calling the 8th year, which is Sukkot, as Shnasa Shemitah? It's because actually the year of Shemitah, its halachas, continue into the 8th year up until Sukkot. And maybe it has nothing to do with the halacha of when it grows a third, to defining what year it grows in. So that the Gemara says, Lo Yisal Gadaitav. So he answered him that you can't entertain to define the Pasuk like that, to say that it's just because Shemitah continues up all the way till Sukkot. Rather, it's like I had explained, that it's based on because it grew a third in the Shemitah year, and that's why now even Sukkot, when it's completed, it's going to be considered Shemitah produce, because it's obvious from a different Pasuk that that is the criteria, that if it grew from the previous year a third, then even in the 8th year, we'll consider that as 7th year produce. Because the Chassid says the Pasuk in Shemois, it says, V'chag ha'asif, that the yomtiv of Asif, which is a reference to Sukkot, but Seis Hashana, at the conclusion, at the coming out from the year. Now, another question is, my Asif, what does it mean that it's Chag ha'asif? Now, Elam, if you're going to say that that's just one of the terms that Sukkot is called, and because it's Chag HaBo B'Zman Asifa, this Yom Tov Sukkot is at a time when all the produce is gathered in, and that's why it's Chag Simchaseinu, because everyone's so happy they're bringing in all the produce. Now, then the question would be, then why would one Pasuk have to say two terms of Asif? Because Haksiv, it says there in that same Pasuk, Ba'aspacha, that when you gather in all your grain, everything that you worked on, that's the Chag HaAsif. So why would it repeat it two times to say this term of Chag HaAsif, Ba'asbacha? If you tell me that it's defining Sukkot, so it really defines it later on the Pasuk when it says Ba'asbacha. Why would it say Chag HaAsif? So that is what it says. Rav Asi tells him, Ela Mai Asif. So what does it mean? Asif must mean Katzer. It must mean not actually gathering in. It means when one reaps. And what the Pasuk is saying is that the Yomtiv that you gather in, which the end of the Pasuk says, Ba'asbacha es Masecha, when you gather in all your grain from the field, That is Chag HaAsif, meaning that is what you would you reap at that time, meaning if you reap on Sukkot, which is the time when you usually gather things in, that obvious is not from the year that is incoming now, which means the eighth year. Rather, it must be from the outgoing year, Mishana HaYaitzis, like the Pasuk calls it. And what it comes to teach is that whatever you reap on the Yom Tov Sukkot is going and based on the year before. Now, so that's clear that what the term of Chag HaAsif is saying, not really Asif as in gathering in, because that later on it says that it's gathering in, must be a term for reaping. Now, which means to say that whatever I'm reaping now on Sukkot is really from the Shana HaYetzes, from the past year. Now, but Kimlu Rabbanan, the Rabbanan assessed, and they knew that to say that the grain that had grown a third already, because the Chaltvuah Shenikster B'Chag, they knew this, that whatever is being reaped in Sukkot, B'Yiduah Shevi'ah Shlishah Lifnei Rosh Hashanah, is obviously that it grew a third already before Rosh Hashanah. And V'Kukar Lebetzei Hashanah, and as we explained before, the Pasuk is calling it from the outgoing year. So obviously, that the way we define the grain is based on if it grew a third. In other words, if the Pasuk, the way Rav Asi is interpreting this Pasuk, that you see it's called Chag HaAsif, where then later on the Pasuk says, Ba'aspachas Masachem HaSadah, where why does it say two times the term Asif? Must mean that the second part, when it says Asif, means gathering in. When it says it's calling Sukkot Chag HaAsif, it's coming to say a drasha. It's an extra word. It shouldn't have said Asif. It should have just said that on the Chag. So it must be saying that when you reap on Sukkot, that's when it says it's B'tzei Sashana. It's going to be based on the outgoing year. Now, that is what Chazal know, that to define the understanding of this Pasuk, that if you're reaping on Sukkot, and that we're considering it from B'tzei Sashana, from the year that's outgoing, that it must have already grown a third before a Shoshana, meaning from the previous year. And if the Pasuk thereby is telling you, based on their understanding of the natural sciences, that whatever you're reaping on Sukkot will go based on past year's criteria, then obviously it's that if it grows a third in a certain year, that's the year that defines its character, because even though you're reaping it in the eighth year, but the Pasuk is telling you that it'll be based on B'tzei Sashana. And that is will disprove what you're trying to refute in my source from the other Pasuk, that maybe it doesn't have to do with that it grew a third in the Shemitah year, and that's why in Sukkot it will have those halachas, because you see from this Pasuk that again the definition will be based on the year that it grows a third in, and that's why it's even B'tzei Sashana when you reap it on Sukkot, because that means it already grew a third before Rosh Hashanah from the previous year. Now, on that Amalei Rabbi Yirmiyahu Rabbi Zeira, Yirmiyahu asked Rabbi Zeira regarding this definition of this Pasuk. Now, V'kimlu l'rabbanan, now one of the components that we said to define this Pasuk was because Chazal knew that if it's reaped on Sukkot, it must have grown a third from before Rosh Hashanah, from 15 days before, from the year before. And if that's the criteria, then we see that the Pasuk is telling you that whatever grew in the previous year means to say a third, that will define its year. So then he asked, is it really true that Rabbanan were so proficient to know regarding the growing of the produce, bein shlish l'pachas mishlish, to know the difference between a third or less than a third? In other words, they knew that if you're going to be reaping any produce on Sukkot, it must have been that it grew a third from the previous year. Do they know that so well, the natural sciences, to make it to an exact science, that if you're reaping on Sukkot, which is that's how we're defining the Pasuk, that means that it was from the outgoing year. And what does that mean, outgoing year? Because it must have been that it grew a third already from before Rosh Hashanah. So Amalei, so Reb Zeira responded to Rabbi Yirmiyahu, Lava Minalach, didn't I really tell you once? Leitevik nafshach labar mehelchasa, don't take yourself out from the realm of halacha. In other words, to start questioning the exact measurements of our sages. Because kol midas chacham keinu, actually all the measurements of our sages in all areas of halacha, they're exacting, they're precise. And he brings a few illustrations to show this. For example, barbam sahutai, the halacha is, for one to immerse, to purify themselves in the mikvah, they have to immerse in 40 sa of water. Now, barbam sahutai kortev, if the mikveh is 40 sa'ah, lacking just one kurtav, now that's a very small measurement, it's 1/8 of an eighth of a log, which is 1/64 of a log. Yet, if it's missing just that minute amount, that's it, it's not a mikveh anymore, it's that absolute, you can't immerse in that. Similarly, kibeya mitamit tumas eichon, the size of a food item, that's the size of an egg, that conveys tumas eichon. That's because the Rabbanan knew this assessment, that a person's throat could only hold, it's not more or not less than the egg of a chicken. Where it says regarding Tumas Eichel, the Pasuk in Bikur Yud Aleph, Mikolo Eichel Asher Ya'achel, from any food that is eaten. That's what is going to be the measurement of Tumas Eichlin, which means, as Chazal had interpreted, it means to say a food item that can be eaten at one time. What is that? That's the size of an egg of a chicken. That's how exact it is. Because Kebeya Chaser Shumshim, if you have the size of a food item that's the size of an egg, just minus a sesame seed size, it already does not transmit Tumah. That's how exacting it is. Similarly, Shleisha Shleisha Mitami Medris Halacha is for something to be able to have what's called Tumas Medris. When someone like a Zav is putting his weight, his body weight, is sitting on something the size of 3 Tvachim squared, so that's what the Chum had estimated, that's what something that's fit for sitting, that will have the Tumah of Medris. Shleisha Shleisha Chasun Nima Achas, if it's 3 by 3 Tvachim, just minus one thread, and Mitami Medris, it's already not going to transmit the Tumas of Medris. And therefore, don't ask these questions about did they know that it's exactly a third that it grew for, if it's reaping on Sukkot, and therefore that's how we know the halacha that the year that it's defined by is how it grew a third. Yes, that's how Chazal are with their measurements. It's that precise the way they do their midas. Now that was what Reb Zeir had answered to Reb Yirmiya. However, the Gemara tells us that Hada Amar Yirmiya, Reb Yirmiya later himself had retracted, and he says Lav Milsa Hidami. You know, it's not really true what I had asked to say, that I was asking is, are they really so proficient? Do they know the difference between a third or less than a third? And that is what he himself came around and he says, of course they do know exactly, because he'll prove it from somewhere else. The boyim and the chavraim Rav Kahana, because the chavraim had asked from Rav Kahana the following question. They asked, Oymeh she'kribu Yisrael b'chnisasin la'aretz, the carbon oymeh, which is the Balei offering, which is brought on the second day of Pesach, that the Jewish people brought when they first came into Eretz Yisrael, Mehechen Hikrivuhu. They came in right before Pesach. So where do they have barley offering to bring as a carbon oimer on the 16th of Nisan? Now, Im Taimer De'ayil B'Anarcha, if you're going to say that they had barley from that was grown by the non-Jews that were in there in Eretz Yisrael before they came there, which it had already matured beforehand, but that can't be, because the Pasuk says, Kitzircham Amrachmana. Torah tells you that it has to be Reishis Kitzircham, the first of the barley that you have reaped, which means to say that when it's already fit to be reaped, it already is called Katzir. Now, which that means, V'loi Kitzir Nachri, it can't be the reaping of the non-Jews. Even if we would reap it, it wouldn't help, because it was already fit to be reaped in the hands of the non-Jew, and that wouldn't be Reishis Kitzircham. So the question is, so where did they have barley to offer when they came into Eretz Yisrael just a few days before? Now, the Gemara asks on the questioner, Mimai Dakrivu, who said that they actually brought it as a carbon oimer? Dimalakrivu, you're right, maybe they didn't have barley, and therefore they didn't bring the carbon oimer that first year that they came. And then the Gemara says, no, loisal gadaitich, you can't entertain that. They say, because the pasuk in Yeshua that says, V'yechlu ma'avur ha'aretz, that they ate from the produce of the land, mimachers ha'pesach, they only started eating from the new grain from the day after the first day of Pesach, which is the day when they bring the carbon oimer. Now the inference is mimachas haPesach achal. It's only the day after, I mean the 16th of Nisan, when the carbon oimer is brought. That's when they started eating the new produce. Mikar lo achal, but before they didn't, because the krivo oimer hadlach. It must be because that day they brought the carbon oimer, the barley offering, and then they started eating, as the halacha always is that chadish cannot be eaten until the minchas oimer is brought. So the question then becomes, where did they have barley to bring if it couldn't be from those that were grown by the non-Jew and they just came in? So where did they have Reishis Ketzircham? So Amalehen, so Rav Kahana responded to them, Kol Shloi Hevi Shlish B'Yad Nachri. What they did was they took barley that had not yet matured a third by the non-Jew, and that is, as we said, that the third is what defines where it was grown, and they took it from his possession after that, and therefore wasn't considered Kitzir Chem of the non-Jew, because it was not grown a third, and then they went and brought it themselves. Now, the question then becomes, but maybe, and this is the conclusion of the statement of Rabbi Yirmiya, that maybe they weren't so proficient. How do they know that it didn't grow a third in the hands of a non-Jew? Maybe it did, but they didn't, or they weren't so well to assess, is it a third or not a third? They didn't know agriculture so well. No. Ella Kimlu, obviously that they were proficient. They did know that what grew a third and what didn't, to know what to bring for the barley offering of Reishis Ketzircham, that it shouldn't be the Ketzir of the Nachri. And therefore, Rabbi Yirmiya himself says, Achanam here also, regarding the way we're defining this pasuk of the produce that was reaped on Sukkot, Kimlu, they are proficient. They know that it must be that it was already grown a third of it before Shoshana, And that's why when you reap it on Sukkot, that's how we're interpreting Chag HaAsev, that then you have to go ahead and base it on the previous year's Halachas HaMeister, because it already had a shlish on the previous year before Rosh Hashanah. And as we said, that's the halacha of the grain and the wine and the oil that's based on the year that it grows a third in. Now the Gemara, however, asks on Rabbi Yirmiyah's own proof, where he came around and he agreed because of this story with Rav Kahana, but V'dimalai al kalam, maybe it's not true. Maybe actually what they did was that the grain had not grown, the barley had not grown at all. And that is, they checked until they found barley that didn't even start maturing at all, and that's what they brought. Abul Hecha de Al River, but however, if it, let's say, had already grown a quarter or something else, then Bein Shlish LaParis Mishlish Loikim Lahu, then maybe it's not true. Maybe they're not so proficient to be able to differentiate, is it a third or less than a third or more than a third? Maybe they don't know that. In other words, don't bring a proof from this story of Kahana that they went and they brought what didn't grow a third in the Yad HaManachri, not because they could tell the exact differences, because it didn't grow at all, and that anybody could tell. And that's what they went and they brought. But regarding knowing precise, maybe this wouldn't be such a raya. Now that, Rabbi Yirmiyah answers, no, loisa gedaitach, you can't entertain that. Because it says the pasuk in Yeshua, it says, v'ham olu min ha-yarden, that the people, the Jewish people, came up from the Jordan, ba'as l'chaydish on the 10th of the month. Now, v'isa gedaitach l'ay klal, if it's like you're entertaining to say, to refute my raya from here, that it didn't grow at all, oh, and that they were able to differentiate. But when it's precise, then they cannot differentiate. Could it be that what they took the barley when they bought it from the non-Jew, that it should be under their domain, that it should be reishis ketzirchem, that it didn't grow at all and it went from 0 to 105 days, because the 10th of Nisan to the when Pesach started, and the next day they go ahead and they bring it to the barley offering? That can't be. So it must be that it was much more, it was more than that, it was around a third, it was right under a third, and then they went and they bought it so that it wasn't considered the ketzir of the nachri, and then a few days later it completed and it was reishis ketzirchem. But then the Gemara asked back on Rabbi Yirmiyah, well, Elamai. So what are you going to say? It can't be that it had not grown at all, because in 5 days you can't have barley that grows from 0 to 100. So you're going to say, the Al River a donkey that has already grown a quarter or a sixth. No, Akati Bechash. The question is still difficult on you. Could it grow in 5 days from a quarter or a sixth to completely matured? So obviously, that Elamai Slil Chamema, what would you have to say? That based on what it says in the pasuk in Daniel, and that is Eretz Tzvi Ktzivba, it says regarding Eretz Yisrael that it's called the land of the deer. Now, why it's called that is because just like a deer is the swiftest, is the fastest one with its feet than all the other animals, so to Eretz Yisrael is the swift, is the quickest from all the lands to have its fruits mature, as the Gemara says in Masechtas Ksubis on Daf Kofiyot Beis Amud Aleph. And therefore, you would say that, oh, okay, even though it's only a quarter or a sixth, quickly in 5 days you could have barley. So therefore, it's possible, not like your proof, could be it's talking about that it didn't grow at all, and therefore, hachinami eretz tzvi ktzivba, that it's still considered eretz tzvi, that you're right, in 5 days it can go from 0 to 100, just like from you can go from a quarter or a sixth to totally matured, and therefore the Gemara says there's no raya from Rabbi Yirmiyah himself. Rabbi Seir himself had answers for Rabbi Yirmiyah, but Rabbi Yirmiyah's own raya is not a raya, because it could be this, that the Jewish people had what to take was from the non-Jew, but it wasn't grown, it wasn't matured at all, and that's what they took. But actually, if it had been close to a third, it could be that they would not be as precise and to know what's a third or what's more or less than a third. Now the Gemara goes back to what we had said before from Ravasi, and that is, Ravasi is the one that had said, how do we know that Tvua and Zaysim and with olives, that it's going to be based on the year that it grows a third. So that it had said a pasuk of that Sukkot was Shnas Shemitah, even though it's in the eighth year. Must be that it grew a third before, and that's why it's considered Shemitah produce. Which the Gemara had asked on that, Reb Zeir had asked, but how do you know that that's what it's based on? Maybe it would just continue Shemitah up until Sukkot of the next year. And then he says, no, because I'll bring you from another pasuk which clearly demonstrates this, that what you reap in the eighth year, which is on Sukkot, or any time the next year, whatever you reap on Sukkot, will have the halacha, as we said, that is considered Chag HaAsev, will be B'tzeis Hashana. What you're reaping in Asif, which we said the Asif means reaping, because it already says later B'aspecha, so why would we call Sukkot Asif if the next part of the pasuk says Asif? So it must mean that at the time when you reap on Sukkot, will be based B'tzeis Hashana, will be based on the outgoing year. It must be because it grew a third before, as Chachamim are proficient in these things. Now, in that, the Gemara says, Maskev lo Reb Chanina. Reb Chanina asked on this interpretation of the pasuk, because the term asav is extra, and that's how we say that it must mean something else. It means katzer, and that's where we know this halacha from. But on that he asked, "Omi mitzisa amr to high asav katzer? Who can you really say that this term in the pasuk of Chag HaAsav means to say reaping?" In other words, because you were saying that the term asav is extra to make a drasha to say that it's telling you katzer, but vaksiv, there's a pasuk in Devarim that's talking about something else. But it says, that when you gather together from your granary, where the threshing of the grain is, and from the wine press, that's when it says that's regarding to be the yomtiv of Sukkot. That's the time of the year. Now, the Gemara had said in Masechta Sukkot of Yud Beis Amud Aleph that this comes to teach you actually what the schach of the Sukkot should be made out of. How so? Because it's telling you that where the place where you gather by the granary and by the wine press, what's left over, the pasuk there is talking about the refuse of the granary and the wine press, which means to say that the schach should be made out of things like husks and of branches, which are have two criteria. The things that are not makabel tumah, and they grow from the ground. Therefore, the Gemara's question is that when it says here in this pasuk that was on the top of this amid explained, where it says Chag HaAsav, that term is not extra, because what that's coming to teach you is that it's the name of the yomtiv. And the reason is, not as we had assumed in the Gemara's question on the top of the amid, which was, wait, Chag HaAsav? Why would you call it Chag HaAsav? To say, because that's the time when you gather it in. Well, if that's when you gather in your grain, well then look a few words later, it says already ba'asbacho when you gather it in. So why would it say it twice in one pasuk? Must be also is telling you something else, which we said means katzer, which is that when you reap it on Sukkot, it'll be based on Betzei Sashana. But now is the Gemara's question is from Reb Chanina, that's not why it's called Chag HaAsav, because when you gather it in, it's because the Sukkah, which is what the Yom Tov Sukkot is called about, can be used only with the schach of the refuse of the Gerin V'Yekiv. Hence, when it says here in the pasuk of Chag HaAsav, it's as if it just said Chag HaSukkos Betzei Sashana Pa'aspocha Masecha, when the person gathers in his grain into his house, which was in the field, that's what's called the Chag HaSukkos. Now, the reason why we call it Chag HaAsav is because not when that's when you gather it in. It's not, there's no redundancy here. It's because of this, it's another name for the Yom Tov Sukkos, because Sukkos is the Schach, which is what the whole name of Sukkah comes from. And that is based on what is the Schach. Schach is Asav. It means to say what you gather by the Garin and the Yekiv, which is the refuse of that. And that's what the schach can be made out of. And therefore, there's no extra term over here. There's no redundancy. It's just telling you the name of Chag HaSukkos. And therefore, Amr Bzeir, Bzeir said, Haimil Sahavi B'yadin. We thought that we had a source for our halacha that regarding the Tvua, that which year it grew in will be based on the third, as we had interpreted that Asav is extra, and therefore means Katzer, and therefore means that it grew a third from the year before. And here comes Reb Chanina, and he throws an axe in that. In other words, that he tells us that the word asav makes sense in the literal translation of the pasuk, and it's not extra to teach you this halacha of reaping, that it must mean that it's going on the previous year, because it grew a third before. And therefore the Gemara goes back to the question, Eilam Nolan. So that's a question from the previous daf. So what is the source? Where do we know regarding the wheat and the wine and the oil that its meiser, its halachas of the year, whether it be Shemitah or meiser, will be based on the year that it grew a third in, if we just fell off the pshat of this pasuk, because actually asav does not mean katzer, it just means that it's what's gathered at the from the Garin V'Yekiv, which is the psilus. So nothing more answers the Kiddetan, like we learn the Braisa, and this is the source. V'Yenison ben Yosef Omri says, there's a pasuk in Vayikra that begins by saying, B'tzivisius b'rchasi lachem, that I have commanded my blessing to you, Bashana Ashish, in the sixth year of the seven-year cycle, where the pasuk there concludes, as Gemara quotes, the asis es hatfua l'shleish hashanim, that it will then make produce, grain, for 3 years' time. Now, the literal translation of the pasuk is saying that although there's Shemitah, which you're not going to be able to reap or plant, not do anything, so what are you going to eat in the seventh year, the eighth year, and the ninth, what are you going to eat? So that's what the pasuk is guaranteeing. Don't worry, if you keep Shemitah, the sixth year will grow for 3 years' time, and then by the time that you'll plant already after Shemitah, you'll have for the years after that. Now, that the drash is, we continue on to Amud Beis, al tikri l'shleish, don't read it that it will grow for 3 years, ela l'shlish, rather for a third. In other words, the pasuk is telling you that v'asas, that it's asiya, what's considered its bishula, its maturation, is when it grows a third. That's what the pasuk is saying, v'asas, that it's saying that it's asiya, its completion is considered when it's lishlish, when it's a third. And that's the source that we see regarding grain, regarding Tvua, that it's based on when it grows a third. Now that the Gemara asks, but Vami Boy Leila Gufa, you need the Pasik not to say that Lishlish is not really for 3 years, but means Lishlish, which is a third when it grows a third. But you need it. This was the response for the people that says, Man Noich Bashana Shvis, what are we going to eat in the 7th year and the 8th year? What are we going to eat? And that the Pasik tells you, although don't worry, you'll have for 3 years. So how can you say Lishlish is not really Lishlish, it's Lishlish? If you need Lishlish to tell us what the Pasik itself is coming to teach, that'll grow for 3 years. And that the Gemara says, that's not a question, because Ksiv Krachrina, we have another Pasik that already gave that response. Because the Pasik of Yikra says, Uzratim es Hashana Hashminis, that you will plant in the 8th year, and then Vachaltim in Atvua Yoshan Ad Hashana Chis, but you'll still be eating from the old produce up until the 9th year, because if you can't plant in the 7th year, so 7th year you're not going to have, 8th year you're not going to have, because you can't do in the 7th year, but the 8th year, and then you're only going to have in the 9th year, so there's 3 years you have to be worried about. And that the Pasuk says, don't worry, because you'll be eating from the old ones up until the 9th year. So therefore, the other Pasuk of Lishlish is not necessary. And that's what we're coming to say. That's not saying Lishlish, rather Lishlish. And again, this is the final source for the halacha of knowing that if it grows a third in a certain year, that's the year that defines it. Nothing more continues on a similar theme as these halachas about what is the criteria. Although we said for the halachas of Maisa, when the year begins anew, is the first of Tishrei, but what year did it grow in? What has to happen in the year before Tishrei or after Tishrei to say which year it is, to say that that's the year that it grew in, to say that it's going to have those halachas of that year of Maisa? So it's not how we learned within the Mishnah Masechta Shvi. It says, regarding ha'oiriz, rice, va'doichin, and millet, va'progin, and papi, va'shumshim, and sesame, where all these things are included in the category of kidneys, where because it's the zroyim, it's the zeret, it's the seed itself that's eaten. So regarding these items, sheshrishu lefnei Rosh Hashanah, if they took root before Rosh Hashanah, then mis'asin l'shava, then their mice will be from the previous year, and that is because whether if it's the 2nd year, it'll be ma'aser sheni, if it's the 3rd year, it's going to be ma'aser ani, and umutarim b'shvias, and that is if they took root before the Rosh Hashanah of the Shemitah year, it's going to be permitted because since it took root, that's the defining criteria both for the halachas of Maaser and for the halachas of Shemitah. But Vimlav, if it didn't take root before Rosh Hashanah, then Asurim B'Shvi'is, then if the incoming year of Shemitah is going to be forbidden because of Shemitah, and the Mis'asin L'Shana Ba, and that if the coming year is not one of the Shemitah years, then it will be based on the Maaser, on the incoming year, the year that is going to be picked. Now, on that the Gemara asks as follows. Amar Rabbi, Rabbi said, Amar Rabban, the Rabbanan said, that there are different things that have different times of when they're considered, that it was completed, and that's the year that we're going to define the halachas of Maaser, which year it was. Again, it always starts a new year on Rosh Hashanah of Tishrei, but what year was it that defines which year the halachas will be? So we know that Ilan Basar Chanata, we know that a tree goes on when the fruit emerges, which the Gemara later on, Daf Tezvav Amadez, will explain this, that if it emerges before Tu B'Shvat, which is the Rosh Hashanah of the trees, then it's going to be based on the previous year, but if it only emerges after Tu B'Shvat, then it's going to be from the coming year. Now, Tvu V'Zeisim Basar Shlish, we know that regarding the grain and of the wine and of the olives, that goes after, as we just finished explaining on this daf, which started on the previous daf, the source that it goes based on the year that it grows a third in. We know Yerek Basar Lekita, we know regarding vegetables, that that is based on when it's picked. As the Gemara had said in the previous daf, and if you'd base them in olive, that if it was picked before Rosh Hashanah, and then those after Rosh Hashanah, it's defined on when it picks. But the question is, Hani, regarding this Mishnah Masechta Shvi'is that we just quoted, regarding kidneys, that generally defined as legumes. So, Kaman Shavin Rabbanan, like who are the Chachamim defining that they're going to be based on Hashrasha, when they take root? In other words, why is it based on taking root? We know that all these different things have their set time. So why is it that kidneys are based on when they take root? That's the year that is going to define it as the halach of Maisa. And because, as we see by all the other ones, they're basically based on some part of the maturation, when it emerges, or when it's a third, or when it's picked. Here, it's actually when it's planted, when it takes root. So why is that? So then Hadam Rabbi, rather, Rabbi ended up saying, he says, the reason is, Mirtech Shasuin Prachin Prachin. That is because that kidneys are things which, and the Rashi defines the term prachim as crumbling, as the Gemara says in Seftis Beit, Afid Beis and Beis, that Meilim Melilois, where Mefachin kidneys, Vyamtiv kidneys are things that are in pods. And you have to take them out of the things that they're encased in. So the reason is that the way that one processes legumes or kidneys or things that are seeds is because their goyrin, again, the things that generally define something that being completed, which would then make it chayv and meisers, is what's called a goyrin, which is when the process is completed. But actually by kidneys, they're done a little bit at a time because they're not picked at one time. Rather, they pick some, they crumble it, take out the peas from the seeds from the pod, and then tomorrow again a little bit. Now, if it would be based, let's say, by urakis, when they're picked, then you would have the old and the new mixed together because you have those that were crumbled from before Rosh Hashanah with those that are crumbled after Rosh Hashanah. If we would go after lakita, like all other vegetables, which they're in the general category of urakis, which when they would be taking off maisers, they'd be taking from the new on the old and the old and the new because they always are, they're not gathering, they're not picking it all at one time, therefore it would be in the same year if you did it before Hashanah or after Hashanah. It would be at different times, and therefore you would have some before Hashanah, some after. And therefore, Azli Rabban Abbasar HaShrasha, that's where the Chachamim went, and they defined the criteria of the year of Meiser. For kidney, is based on when it takes root, because they all take root in the field at one time, because they actually are all planted at the same time. Now, regarding the Meiser of the fruits of a tree, and of kidneys, and of vegetables, they're all rabbinic. Now, this was what Chachamim had done. They defined with each one the ultimate criteria for them, what makes the most sense. As we explained already in the previous daf, and the Gemara will later on explain why each one has that. The Ilan has Chanata, and Yerukas has Lakita. But here, the reason why they made this Basar HaShrasha is because then we would be stuck with this challenge of taking off Meiser, because you can't take off Meiser of the species that was before Rosh Hashanah, because that's from the previous year, and after Rosh Hashanah, which is next year. And if it was based on Lakita, that's how they do it with kidneys, is they pick a little bit crumble, a day later, and then you would have from before Rosh Hashanah after, so there we go, that it could be all together, taken off the Meisers, based on Ashrasha, because they all take root in the same year. That was Rabbi's interpretation of why it is in that Masechta Shviyas, where it says the kidneys go after the year that it takes root. Now, on that, Amalei Abaya asked on Rabbam, and that is, he was saying, what is the difference that you're going to tell me that the old kidneys are going to be mixed with the new kidneys, because you're continuously picking and you'll be taking from before Hashanah and after Hashanah? What's the problem? The Yitzvah Garna L'Teicha. What you should do is take the whole pile of all of them, yes, which has old ones and new ones, take them into the middle of the threshing house, mix them all well together. Now, V'nimtzu, what comes out is that when you're taking off the Trumas of Mises, what's going to be is that Tarim and HaChadosh Shaboy, Al HaChadosh Shaboy, that you'll be taking off the Truma of the new things from the new things that are in the pile. And Minay Yashin Shabai, Ali Yashin Shabai, when you're going to be taking from the old ones, it'll be taken from the old ones that's inside of it. In other words, he brings a raya, says, Miloy Tanya, didn't we learn the braisa that we rely on the halachic concept of what's known as Bila? Bila mitzvah say that they're mixed together very well. And therefore, what that means is that when he takes off the truma, when he's going to be taking off truma, which is a certain amount, from the new produce, it'll be proportionate to the new produce. And when he takes it from the old one, we'll say that it's mixed together, that is, we're taking it off from the old one. Because as we learn the braisa as follows, Rabbi Yisi ben Kippur Amar b'Shem Rav Shimon Shazuri, he says, Pul HaMitzri, regarding the Egyptian bean, which is a type of kidneys, where actually the Egyptian bean, that it was customary, it was normative, for them to plant it for two different needs. Either for it to be a yarek, which means say what grows out of the seed, which is the plant that comes out of it, or sometimes for the zera itself, for the seed itself, that they would eat it. Now, the difference would be if someone plants it for the yarek of it, which is for the vegetable that comes out of it, then its meister would actually be like irakis after the time when it's likita, after when it's picked. But if someone plants it for the zera itself, for the seed, then it would have halachic status of kidneys, which we just explained. Its meister is after the time when it takes root. So depending on what it was planted for, actually, it's going to have a different halacha for the years of meister. So on that, Rav Shimon Shazuri said that if you have the Egyptian bean, Shazara Lazera, which was planted for the seed itself, which again will have the halacha of kidneys, which is based on the year that takes root. Now, if Miktsasi Hishrish Lefnei Rosh Hashanah, if some of them take root before Rosh Hashanah, or Miktsasi Hishrish L'Achra Rosh Hashanah, and some of them take root after Rosh Hashanah, then in termina ma'asrin mizeh, then you can't go ahead and take off Trumas and Mises from this one. In other words, the ones that you recognize that it had, that it was planted, that it took seed after Alzeh, for the ones that had taken seed beforehand. And neither can you take from the early ones on the later ones. And the reason is, Lefisha in termina ma'asrin, as we just explained before, because you cannot take Trumas and Mises, Lemina Chadash al Yashin, not from the new ones on the old ones, but Lemina Yashin al Chadash, not from the old ones on the new ones. And since the cutoff is Rosh Hashanah, and the defining criteria in Zera, in Kitnius, is Hashrasha when it takes root. So if they took root right before Hashanah, they took root right after Hashanah, now they're forbidden. They're from different years. You can't take up Trumas and Mais one from the other. Now, this is the main point that Abaye wanted, but Reb Shimon Zuri continued, and he says, "So, what does the person do?" And that is because it's very difficult to keep them separate, to be able to weed out, oh, what took root before Rosh Hashanah, what took root after Rosh Hashanah, to make them separate years. So he gives an etza. He says, "Savior Gurnir Latech, what you do is, you mix everything well together, and that is, you take what you had originally put in one corner in the house, and what you had put in another corner, you go ahead and you bring them all back together, you put them in one big pile, in the middle. V'nimtzin, it comes out that Torah Meister, when you do take Rav Trumas and Meisters, you're taking min achadash habay al achadash habay. We say that proportionally what's happening is that when you're taking off from the new one, it's going to be according to the new ones. U'min ayashin shabay al ayashin shabay, and the Trumas and Meisters from the old one will be for the old one. And essentially what that means is that there is the halachic concept of bila. So what are you saying that the reason why kidney has had to be based on Hashrasha, different than all of the Urukas, vegetables, that it's part of that category, that it couldn't go after Lakita when you pick it, because with kidneys, they pick and then they crumble it, the pods, and then they do it again and again and again. And you can have those from the old year and the new year, and that's why you have to do it with Hashrasha, which is generally done at one time. But that's not true, that's not a problem, because even if it is the last year and the new year, just mix it all together and take off. And the taking off will be from the old for the old and the new for the new, because we say that it's all mixed well together, and therefore what is new will be for the new and the old for the old. Now that, Omale Rabbi responds to Abaye, says, Rav Shimon Shazuri Kamer, you ask me from Rav Shimon Shazuri? Rav Shimon Shazuri Savar Yesh Bila. He holds of that you can rely on Bila to say that both of them have proportionately what you're taking off, because you have to take off Maisus for the last year and the new year, and they're all mixed together. So he says that, yes, we say that it's all blended well together, and what you're taking off for last year will be from last year's, and what you're taking off in this year will be from this year. But Rabbanan Savri Ein Bila, I'm going like Rabbanan. Rabbanan do not say that you can rely on that to say that, oh, they're mixed well. They say that's not necessarily so well mixed together. And it might come out that the majority of Maisa will be from the new one, or the majority will be from the old one, and therefore you're going to have lopsided. It won't be exactly, and you'll be taking from the new for the old, or the old for the new. And that's why, again, what I'm defining for the Rabbanan is why we had to go ahead and make it after Hashrasha, because if we did it after Lakita, they would be lopsided, because we do not rely on Bila to go ahead and mix them all together. Now the Gemara concludes Halacha that the halacha actually follows Reb Shimon Shazuri, that we could rely on Bila, and we could mix it all together, and therefore, even though that some had taken root before, and some had taken root afterwards, it's okay, you can go ahead and mix them all together, and then take them off. Now, that the Gemara asks, Maskel Reb Zera asks, did Shmuel really say this? In other words, is it correct what Reb Yitzchak ben Nachmeni had said in Shmuel's name, that the halacha follows Reb Shimon Shazuri? But Shmuel himself said, L'choil ein bila, regarding all types of produce, we do not say bila, that they're very well mixed together, as if that proportionally whatever you'd be taking off would be old on old and new on new, chutz miyayin v'shemen, except for wine and oil, where their wine and oil both mix very well. So then we say that when you're going to be taking off, it will be proportionate according to the old and new, because since they're liquid, they mix very well. But things that are solids, they we do not rely on Bila. So how could he say in the name of Shmuel that the halacha will follow Shimon Shazuri, that even though that's old and new, but you mix it together, you could go ahead and do that? But how could you say that? He doesn't hold like that, because he says clearly that we do not rely on Bila besides for wine and oil. So that the Gemara answers that Ishtamitze, the Reb Zera was missing a third piece to the puzzle. Hadam Shmuel, this third halacha of Shmuel, where Shmuel said, Hakol hoylech acha gemar peri. Everything goes based on when the fruit is completed. What that means is that even regarding kitnius, we did not go after Hashrasha, after when it takes root. Now, when Shmuel said the halacha is like Reb Shimon Shazuri, that you could even take from those which were from the previous year and for the next year and mix them together, wasn't based on Reb Shimon Shazuri's reasoning, because Reb Shimon Shazuri's heter for doing that was based on Bila, because yes, you can mix old and new, it's not a problem. But the reason of Shmuel was not because of that, because he held actually they're all considered new, they're all considered from the incoming year, because they all get completed and they were finished after Rosh Hashanah, because even if they took root before Rosh Hashanah, he doesn't define that as the criteria. He says that everything is based on when the pre is completed. And therefore, if you take that into the picture, now we understand it all as the Gemara continues on top of Yudalim and Alf. V'tzricha. We needed all these three halachas that Shmuel had said. We needed him to say halachas like Rav Shimon Shizuri, that you could take the old ones, in other words, the ones that had taken root before Rosh Hashanah, and the ones that had taken root after Rosh Hashanah, and take off Trumas and Maises from all them together. And we have to say that the old produce, you do not have the halacha concept of Bila. And also that everything goes after when the conclusion of the pre regarding what year it's based on. Because as follows. Diashmin halacha kreb shem shazuri. Had we said only that the halacha falls like shem shazuri, well, then havamina, we would have thought to say, mishum diksava yesh bila, as the Gemara had assumed in their question, that it would sound like because he holds that, like Rav Shimon Shizuri, that this bila, it's all considered mixed together, it's well blended. Kamash Malan, that's what we needed the second statement of Shmuel to say, that lakol ein bila is not true. He does not hold the halachic concept of bila. He says that things are not considered mixed together. Now, v'yashmin lakol ein bila, had he only said the second statement of that there's no such concept of bila, well then have him in the Krabbanis really. Then we were thought to say that he holds like Drabbanan, and that you cannot take Trumas and Maises from this that's all mixed together. And therefore, if you have produce from last year and this year, that when they are taken root last year and this year, they're all mixed together, old and new, that you can't take Trumas and Maises from it, and then you would just have to take from somewhere else based on the cheshbon of how much older is in here and how much new there is in here, but from somewhere else, because from inside of here, we wouldn't know, it's not proportionate what you would be taking out. Well, that's why we needed his first halacha to say that, no, you could take from this itself, and you'll take appropriately from the for what you need for the old and for the new. Now, had we said only these two halachas, well then, have a mina kasha dishmol dishmol. Then we would have had this question that these two statements seem to be contradictory, as the Gemara had asked. Because on the one hand, here Shmuel says halachas are k'bshim shazuri, which means he'd say he holds yesh bila. And then this other statement says exactly contradictorily that everything we say aim bila. Kamash malan, that's what the third statement comes to resolve that. Hakol hoylech achar gemar haperi, that everything goes based on the conclusion of the produce. In other words, to say that the reason why he holds k'bshim shazuri is not because of bila. The halachas like him, that you could take it from this that had taken root before Hashanah and after Hashanah altogether. But it's just because they're all from 1 year. They're all from the incoming year, because it's not going based on when it took root. It actually goes based on when the conclusion of the pre is, which is after Rosh Hashanah, even for those that had taken root beforehand. Now the Gemara says, and v'yashmin and hakol hoylech achar gemar peri, if we only had the third statement, that everything goes based on when the produce is completed, and which sounds like they would answer all the questions, because then we would know that you could take, like Rav Shimon Shizuri's halacha, what was taken root before and after, because it doesn't make a difference when it takes root, it's when it's completed. But then, but then we would have thought to say that that would even be based on the criteria of for the grain and for the wine and the oil, that that would also be based on Gemar HaPeri, because it sounds like a universal statement. That's why the way he said it was that halacha is like Rav Shimon Shizuri regarding what he argues. In other words, regarding the different types of kitnias, that's what Shmuel says, that you can mix together those that had taken root before Rosh Hashanah with those that took root after Rosh Hashanah. Which, that is what the other statement comes to explain. The reason is because they go after the Gemar Peri. But that's only as an explanation of that halacha of kitnias. However, regarding Tavua and Zaysim, that is as we explained on the previous stuff from a Mishnah, that there everyone would agree that that's based on its growing a third. But then the Gemara asked, "Vlashmina hanetarti." So good. So say only these two. In other words, from the fact that Shmuel said that hakoyloch acha gemar haperi, everything goes after when the produce is concluded. So then we already know that this that he says halachas like Reb Shimon is not because of bila, rather it's because that it's all considered from the new year. Now, but bila he doesn't hold up, because if he held of bila, then why would he have to say hakoyloch acha gemar haperi, which we said is qualifying that statement of kitnias? Because as we said, it's not qualifying everything, because Tfuah and Zaysim actually goes after it grows a third. So from that itself, we already know that it doesn't hold of Bila. So if so, as the Gemara asks, L'akoylein Bila Lamali, why do we need the second statement that says that, however, for everything else, we don't consider everything perfectly blended? I think Gemara answers, you're right. But Hakamash Malon, what that statement came to teach was the second half of that statement. However, regarding that, Shmuel does agree that wine and oil, since they're liquid, that they do go ahead and mix together. But you're right, regarding Lakol and Bila, we didn't need that because we already knew that from the other two statements, which was qualifying those two halachas, that although he says halachas like Shimon Shizuri, but is what he's saying, it's based on because it goes after the Gemara Peri, which means to say that no matter when it took root, they both were concluded in the same year, and that's where you could take it together. But must be that he's qualifying as such is not because on the halachic principle of Bila, because actually he does not hold a Bila, but the reason why why we needed that statement of Lekoil and Bila, was for the second half of it to say, but for Yain and Shemin, there I do agree that we would say it's perfectly blended, and you could take from the old and the new that's mixed together, because since it's a liquid, it's mixed together in a perfect blend, and therefore over there we do say Bila.